There's a Fort Worth-based company, actually the U.S. headquarters are in Fort Worth, it's a French company, that's doing something that's the most logical thing in the world, and that is making solar-powered streetlights. I mean, if you think about streetlights, you know, you put them out in all sorts of different areas, and you got to run power lines, and there's maintenance and everything. It is the most logical thing I could possibly think of. And they've done a lot of these, and they're going to do a lot more. They had a ribbon cutting back in January for brand new state-of-the-art headquarters in southeast Fort Worth. The CEO of the company here for the U.S. is Hossein Benhomme, and the company is Fenroche, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, this is, I don't know that this is a crowded field. I do remember there was a company called Streetleaf, I think, that had a deal with D.R. Horton. We talked about maybe a year or two ago that was doing this. But again, I mean, there are a lot of streetlights out there. This would seem like a very big business.
It is. It is. Streetlights in general are a big business in the developed country. Because a street light is safety. People need a street light. However, solar street lights is not a big business at all, or was not a big business at all. People started to test them about 10 years ago, but it's just starting to be at a level where it's reliable enough in order to install it in any municipalities, any counties, any roads, any highway. So it's picking up.
Well, it took technology, I guess, to break through because, I mean, a street light is not one of those things where it can only be on for like 3 hours at a time and then the battery gives out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it takes a lot of R&D in order to make them reliable. If you take a car battery and you plug it to an LED with a solar panel, you can generate light. That's pretty easy. Having a light that works when it's minus 40 in South Dakota or plus 120 or 10 Fahrenheit in Tucson, 365 nights during the year for 10 to 12 years with zero maintenance, it's a different story.
You know, you're right. You bring up an interesting point because those of us with electric cars know that our range in the wintertime just absolutely plummets. So is the shaft that holds the light up, is that whole thing the battery?
It's the technology that you're using. There are different type of batteries. You know, we are using nickel metal hydride, which is not the latest technology. Actually, it's pretty old technology. A lot of solar streetlight company, they are using lithium. The issue with lithium is temperature. As you said, doesn't deal well when it's too hot. It doesn't deal good enough when it's too cold. But the most important is not the type of battery you're using. It's the battery management system that you are using. If imagine a streetlight, a solar streetlight is a car. You can have diesel. You can have regular gas. The most important, it's not if it's diesel or if it's regular gas, it's the engine. And that's where we are spending most of our R&D. It's to develop the engine and testing. You know, you cannot put something on the street that hasn't been tested. So we test a lot.
So that's where the expertise is. So the company's been around 13, 14 years. And I notice here you've got 1,000 towns, 43 states. You've got a new plan with Fort Worth. They're going to be rolling out all over Fort Worth. So do you go into a municipality and do you replace existing street lights? Or like I say, this deal with D.R. Horton we were talking about a year or so ago was all in new development, so you could start from scratch.
Yeah. It's for Roche, one of the reasons why we are in Fort Worth, actually, it's because our customers are pretty much all over U.S., as you just mentioned. So Fort Worth is very central, and you can manage East Coast or West Coast very easily from Fort Worth. So that's one of the main reasons why we are here in Fort Worth. But everywhere we are going, it's People install solar streetlights for many reasons. One of our very first customers 11 years ago, even between us being implanted in US, was Native American reservations because there were no infrastructures. That's how we started here in the US.
No infrastructure, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's new construction. So are you retrofitting also, replacing existing streetlights?
Absolutely. So people typically don't pay too much attention on streetlights when they drive. They prefer to watch, other stuff. But when you work in the street lighting or infrastructure, you look around you. If you look around you, you will see most of street lights are on in the municipalities on rotten wooden poles, bending with tons of wire on top of them. And municipalities tried their best to patch, to make things work as they can, and you add communication system and so on. So our aim is to bring our technology in order to remove these wires. You know, you don't want to drive and see all these wires hanging on wooden pole bending. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason,
security seems to be the paramount reason for the lighting anyway. I mean, obviously you want to see somebody, you don't want to run into it, but security seems more and more of a concern.
Safety, light is safety. You know, there are people that die, there are casualties, a lot of casualties because of areas that are not lit properly. So safety is one of the big reasons, but it's also linked with urban comfort. You know, if you have a dog and you want to walk your dog out when it's night, it's a different story if you have light or if it's pitch dark.
Yeah,
right?
Much different. Yeah.
So it's urban comfort. People who live in a city like Fort Worth, like Los Angeles, like Denver, when they go out of their house, they want to feel safe. So there is a difference between being safe and feeling safe. If I go out of my house walking my dog at 11, I will be probably safe. Yeah. But because it's dark, I won't feel safe. And that's also something that solar streetlights are bringing to municipalities. It's because it's super easy to install, and you can just put it anywhere you want in 30 minutes.
Well, and that's the point. You don't have to string wires out, and I would assume once they're there, the maintenance is lower too. So Fun Roach has put in over 100,000 solar streetlights. How big is this market?
You hear about different numbers when it comes to market, but no one really have a clear numbers. We are entering in a new paradigm where we have customers that are replacing, that didn't plan to replace their existing old streetlights because it's too expensive. Now they are doing it because it's less expensive, it's fast, and you can do it easily with solar. But there are people that did not want to install lights because of running wires and cost millions, and now they are doing it because they can afford to do it, and it's easier. So I don't know how big is this market. We are just going.
I guess everywhere. I should ask you that in a year, maybe. So I'm curious about cost. So for new construction, if I'm looking at putting up, you know, a conventional street light and running the electricity, or putting up one of your street lights. You're more expensive, I would assume, up front, but by what factor?
There are different factors. We are about 20% more expensive up front, but again, it depends all the situation. I mean, the product, the pole and the solar kit. However, there is a major factor is the installation. You know, when you install a solar street light, you don't need to trench, you don't need wires. You don't need transformers. And up front, if you take a cost of a standard solar streetlight that cost maybe $2,000 to $3,000, you can add at least $5,000 to $6,000 just to run wires and install it. You know, with a solar streetlight, you don't have this cost. You plant it like a tree. You know, you dig a 5-foot hole, you plant it, you put back the dirt or you put some concrete or whatever, time it, it's good to go.
I hadn't thought about it. So you plant it like a tree. That's a good. So pretty yes, soon, sir. Pretty soon, we're going to see these all over Fort Worth.
Yes, yes, we start to see them actually. There are over 1,500, but not just Fort Worth. We have some in Newless, Grapevine, many municipalities around Haltom City. Everybody is looking at Fort Worth actually, what we are doing in Fort Worth, and they're getting more confident about deploying our technology. And the more we install, the more we receive needs from municipalities and
counties. They sell themselves. I can see. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. This is, like I say, this is an enormous facility that's gone into Fort Worth, and we'll watch the growth. Hossein Ben-Om is the CEO of Farosh. It's good to have you with us. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much, David. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.